This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
If it's wrong, don't blame us. We also like to play that sounder, Chris Cotillo on Twitter. It's possible Roman Anthony joins the Red Sox today, I'm told. That's a Red Sox beat writer.
Which, gee whiz, everyone that gave me the biz over social media on the weekend when I said, with news of a possible rumored Roman Anthony call-up at the start of the week versus Tampa, how would this make you feel about the season? So much clapback. You made this up. Full of S. Blah, blah, blah.
They just hate you.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes. Yes, I know. You know what? I blame you. Your people. All bleeding into my timeline.
And I think your people turned on you. But anyway, right. Focus. Right.
Anyway.
Roman Anthony. Point.
I know. So that means what...
The Roman Empire has begun.
What Lou said, possibly, hopefully.
No, I'm going with it. If a beat reporter writes, it's possible,
and
Roman
maybe
Anthony.
And friend of the show and trusted source.
Yeah, like...
The Cotillo?
You're kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So I feel like Chris is
this
pretty confident.
This changes... You don't hit a lot. Not every... I didn't say everything. It changes a lot.
You know what it changes?
What?
If this doesn't fix the team, you got nothing else to bitch about or ask for. Or there's nothing. You've played all your cards. Your chips are all in on the table, baby. Well, there's one more. You could start firing people. I guess that's your last chip.
You actually got a lot of people you could fire.
But when you fire those people at this point now with the record they have, that usually means, obviously, it's a desperation play or you're going nowhere. Roman Anthony could significantly impact this lineup. Yes, I understand it's still a left-handed bat in a lefty-centric lineup.
He's going to bat cleanup. Don't worry. That's what they do with rookies. They just make them bat cleanup.
And
then it crushes them, and then they bat
fresh kid.
Also, quick aside. This is totally aside. Is he going to play every day? Because I'm kind of sick of seeing Marcelo Meyer on the bench because lefties are pitching.
Right.
Like, that's already happened three times in a short span
here. Were
his
splits that bad?
I don't care.
And Worcester at
AAA? If he's going to be this superstar shortstop that everybody tells me he's going to be, including Alex Cora last week with us, told us, superstar shortstop, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be a great shortstop.
We were told Roman Anthony wasn't just knocking on the door, he was knocking it down.
Right. So great players, they play regardless. Their platoon players sit when they have a bad split and a bad matchup. Great players just play. Like Aaron Judge. Nope, he's not sitting because he's Aaron Judge. I'm a bad example because he's having a ridiculous season. Yes, Dan Ball?
I feel like today's lineup might be a nod to what they're going to do with Seydon Rafaela playing right field for the first time. So I would hope that means they're clearing a spot either in center or in left, and then you move Duran over to center, and that will allow Roman Anthony to play.
Or he's playing second.
Talk through that further.
So, Seydon Rafaela in right field might become a platoon with Willy Abreu, potentially. But based on the way that he's been deployed in AAA, it looks like left field or center field is going to be his long-term home.
Roman Anthony. Yeah, yeah. No, I think
I would
Roman
say left field.
No, I think Roman Anthony is going to be the left fielder, and I think Jaron Duran is going to be the center field.
That's what I'm hoping for.
The only
for.
Question is,
where's Rafaela go?
That's the question. See, I didn't know if maybe you thought maybe there was a trade in the offing. Abreu has been a very common trade chip. Along the way, the idea
his
of
value might be about as high as it's going to be.
So he is the guy that I think if you were going to forecast a trade, The A's want Abreu for Mason Miller.
Can they, we read there it? It is. It's been a couple weeks.
You're going to keep. How long did you go without mentioning his name?
It's been
did
a while.
Did you make a bet?
I was actually having a little bit of withdrawal, so I had to get it out there. But this is exciting news if it is indeed true. To recap, Chris Cotillo just tweeted moments ago, quote, "It's possible Roman Anthony joins the Red Sox today, I am told." So I'm going to take him for his value.
That means our sources were good. That means the people that talked to us were good.
We'd heard rumblings from certain people. We'd even had our guy, Will Fleming, which turned into a short feud, telling us big things were coming. This would qualify as big things. And as I said, this is sort of your last player-related chip to play. We've all been bitching about, oh, we want Meyer brought up. Okay, Meyer's up here. We want Campbell brought up. Campbell's up here. Okay. Unless you're making some big trade or move in that light, the next moves that I think would be on the horizon would be, and Dan Ball got a little too excited while talking about this, firings or management changes, coaching staff changes. Roman Anthony, what's your expectation for Roman Anthony?
My one concern.
680 with 12 home runs
this
and
week,
42 RBIs
week,
in his first four at-bats.
Yep. So here's something that actually does concern me. So there's the whole, like, you brought him up, he doesn't do well, then everyone's like, ah, you ruined this kid, too. This season sucks, the team sucks, the development program sucks. I don't think that's going to happen. But if he does come up and hit, not like he's been mashing in Worcester or at AAA, but rather reasonably well, it's going to be, why'd you wait so long? What was the holdup? Why did you have him up
that's
here
fine.
In May?
I'm sure they'd be happy to deal with that.
That would be a great first-world baseball problem.
Yes, I think Breslow and Cora, if the biggest bitch is he's playing so well that I want to know why you didn't do it sooner, that's a good thing for this team and this lineup. Now, it won't solve their first-inning pitching woes.
No.
Like, that, none of that will be solved, and they've been scoring runs. The lineup has actually been doing a much better job. Trevor Story is starting to look like he's turning the corner. We had the Rafaela hot streak where he had not only the game winner, but four home runs in 4 days, a hit streak there. Christian Campbell.
Two-foot home run.
He had three other home runs. You don't need to mock the guy.
Hey, Andy?
Yes.
Another source, Christopher Smith from Mass Live, now confirms Roman Anthony will, in fact, be called up to the Boston Red Sox.
Roman Empire is underway at Fenway Park.
Long may he reign!
I hope this is not a bust. I hope this is
he's not going to be a bust.
Have you seen Christian Campbell hit lately? He was
Christian
the offensive
Campbell
rookie
still
of the
plays
month.
Baseball like a recently birthed giraffe. He's trying to figure out what to do with all
this. Oh, that couldn't happen
to
Roman Anthony at Fenway Park? He couldn't suddenly look like, oh, boy, this guy's young.
No, don't do this. You were in a different zone.
No,
don't,
I want this to be true.
Don't be that guy.
I just
tell that Andy to go
Christian
away.
Christian Campbell,
be gone.
Who was the can't miss
the power
first month.
Of Christ compels you. Be gone.
He went from can't miss first month to can't hit second.
Cancel
month.
The season, Dan.
Can't field
yes,
third month.
Yes, Dan. You know what? I'm taking the no. I'm executive authority. Yes, Dan Ball.
We have video confirmation from Katie Morrison O'Day, who covers the Worcester Red Sox for Mass Live, of Roman Anthony in his car leaving for Boston now.
Oh, and he's driving himself. He doesn't have to get the club.
Roman, are you headed up? Oh my God! Congratulations, bud. Have fun.
Wow, she's breathless.
Wow, Roman, are you going,
video.
Bud?
Just yep. ran down from the press box. I would imagine
breathless.
Unbelievable. The Roman Empire begins today.
It's a big day.
Wait,
in the history
does he get
an at bat
tonight? Does he get the Mirabelli? Can we get the Mirabelli transport?
It's only 4:00. He's only coming from Worcester. Get your at least pinch hit. That might be the way to really give him an ovation. Have him pinch hit in like the 7th or 8th inning.
Oh.
Now batting for the Boston Red Sox.
Roman.
Passan confirms. Everybody's confirming it now. Roman Anthony is now a member of your Boston Red Sox.
Juicy.
The youth movement is on, and I can't wait to stick it to people named Ted Johnson and Lou Maloney and those other old farts. And when the Red Sox are rolling and it's because of Anthony and Meyer and Campbell, stick it to them. The youth movement's on. In
well, you know what?
Fenway
Speaking
Park.
Of sticking it to them, Ted just walked in.
Oh, forget
and,
it.
Do you want me to get Lou on the phone?
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we will not only celebrate the call-up of Roman Anthony and all is right in Fenway's world tonight, but also Ted Johnson is fresh from the practice field, fresh from his interview with Mike Vrabel. We'll get his takeaways from what he saw and what he heard from Mike Vrabel. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Are you out of your mind?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.